My name is Iva Graywolf, and I'm from Sitka, Alaska, and I'm an assist trainer, which is applied suicide intervention skills training.
Okay, and I'm Susan Soule, and I'm from Anchorage, and also an applied suicide intervention skills trainer. And Iva and I and two of our colleagues are part of a group we call Alaska Assist Trainers.
What is suicide intervention? Is it, describe that.
Suicide intervention, as presented by Assist, focuses specifically on recognizing and helping someone who is thinking about suicide. It focuses on the individual, as opposed to suicide prevention, which tends to take a public health approach and focus more at a community-wide or a school-wide level.
Alaska has a pretty high rate of suicide among its residents.
That's true.
Elaborate a little bit.
Well, the easiest way for me to explain it is Alaska's rate of suicide as a whole is about twice that of the United States. So, and they'll go up and down together. So if the rate of suicide in the United States is, and rate means number per 100,000. So if the rate in the United States, as it tends to be, 10 or 11 per 100,000, the rate of suicide in Alaska is going to be 20, 21, 22 per 100,000. It's not equally distributed across the state. So some regions of the state have higher rates, and some regions, like Southeast in general, have lower rates than that 22 figure.
Do you look at it often as simply linked to mental illness or clinical depression or so on, or is it a factor of environment like darkness or wintertime or social issues, maybe something that happened to a person that's traumatized them, or is it all of the above?
And I think that's you touched on something, that you're presenting all of these different factors that we've heard might contribute to suicide. And it just it's an example of how complex it is and how seriously we have to take suicide when somebody says, I'm thinking about it, because it could be related to depression or it could not. It could be related to their response to the lack of light or not. And so there isn't a clear-cut formula. If there was a clear-cut formula, it would be a lot easier to address. It's very complex.
The fear for someone who might be contemplating suicide, I imagine, sometimes would be, you know, if I tell someone, they're going to think I'm crazy, or if I tell someone, bad things are going to happen to me. How do you encourage people who might be in that situation to open up and admit that, yes, that is something that I'm thinking about, and to get help?
In general, people who are considering suicide are ambivalent about living and dying. So for whatever complex reasons, they're in so much pain, they think they don't want to live anymore. But there's also always a piece that wants to live. And invariably, if you ask someone, are you thinking about suicide, the most likely response is the honest one. And a great sense of relief that maybe this person can help me identify with the reasons I want to live.
There's a stigma, I think, both ways in terms of dealing with someone who is suicidal, both of the person who is suicidal, afraid of what it's going to mean if they tell somebody to them, the stigma of being suicidal, and also the stigma of somebody who's listening to it, fearing that maybe if they get someone to admit that to them, that they're going to cause them to follow through. Are those both things that you have to deal with when you're working with people on this issue?
Most definitely. We need to address the feelings of helplessness about how to effectively intervene. Many people are not comfortable with bringing up the topic, and once the topic is brought up, then it's like, now they said yes, what do I do? And so it's actually giving people a structure and giving them kind of like a roadmap so they'll know a safe way to respond. And so I think that's the beauty of Assist, is that it's for everybody. It doesn't matter what professional level they are, or if they're a layperson, if they're an interested auntie or uncle. This is for everybody. And it gives people guidelines. And there is definitely some comfort in having some guidelines about, this is a safe path for me to take.
Assist spends a lot of time actually working on this, so this is kind of a nutshell version. But people who are feeling suicidal, if you think of an overinflated tire, you've got lots and lots and lots of pressure. And the feeling suicidal is feeling desperate. It's feeling alone. And for someone to say, hey, you know, I see you doing such and such. I see you acting such and such a way. I have to ask, are you thinking about suicide? That's like pushing the valve on an inflated tire. It's such a relief. Hey, this person's not afraid to say the word to me. Now I can talk. The notion that if you say the word to suicide somebody, that you're going to put the idea in their head, I mean, that's like a myth. It's a myth. You can't give somebody the idea of committing suicide. Either they're thinking about it or they're not. And if they are, they're going to be so relieved to be able to talk about it that they'll answer honestly. If they're not, they might respond, what are you, crazy? No, I'm not. I'm just feeling down. So, I mean, a critically important message is if you think somebody might be thinking about suicide, if you have a suspicion, ask. Ask directly. You're not going to do any harm, and you could be doing a great deal of good.